You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
All right. Before I start, let me ask you a question. All right? So, para naman, syempre, pag nagpipreach ka, may hirap kasi yung ikaw lang nagsasalita. Maganda, nagkakaroon tayo ng konting interaction. And I want you to think. I want to engage your mind. I want you to join me in thinking kung paano natin marireceive or marireresolve itong mystery na meron tayo kay Christ and how can we achieve it. And I want to throw this question to all of us. And this question is something like this. Alright? Have you ever missed something because you didn't know about it? Sabi sa iba sa inyo, parang sobra naman general niyan. Parang sobra naman vague niyan. Parang, well, let me put some structure or maybe an example. Have you ever missed a meeting? For those of you who are working professionals, have you ever missed a meeting because you don't know about it? Ha? Saan yun dito nakamiss ng meeting? Meron kayong meeting na miss mo siya kasi hindi mo siya alam. How many of you have encountered or experienced that? Okay, konti. Alright, great. Have you ever missed your favorite food? Umuwi ka sa bahay, you miss your favorite food because your moms or your mother, your wives, your husband failed to inform you na meron kang favorite food at kinain mo lang kung ano sa table. Have you ever missed that? Ha? Anong pakiramdam? Gutom na gutom ka, umuwi ka, kakain ka, ano, kita mo, tuyo, tsaka ano, tuyo na naman. Sige, kainin ko na to. Tapos pagtapos mong kumain ng tuyo, dumating yung nanay mo, anak, ba't yun ang kinain mo? Eh, ito yung nandiyo sa table. Eh, merong kari-kari doon sa loob ng refrigerator. Hindi mo. How do you feel about that? Kainis, di ba? Sayang. Di ba? If you're a student here, have you ever missed an exam because you don't know about it? How many of you can relate? Hindi ka sinabihan ng teacher mo, hindi ka sinabihan ng blackmates mo, hindi ka sinabihan ng klase. Have you ano naramdaman nyo? Nainis ka? O natakot ka? Kasi alam mo, pagagalitan ka ng nanay mo. Have you ever missed a train or a bus? For those of you who are commuting. Because hindi mo alam yung tamang schedule ng train mo. Or pa-easy-easy ka lang. Have you ever missed that? You know what? All of us, at some point in our lives, may namimiss tayo. Some are important, some are not. And talking about missing something, I'm so glad na hindi ko na-miss to because last Saturday, August 20, Iris and I, my wife, we celebrated our 3rd year anniversary. Okay, God is good all the time. In fact, whenever I wake up in the morning when I see my wife, I'm always reminded of the goodness of God in my life. And I hope that is also true to your husbands and wife na nandito. And for the past 2 years na sineselebrate namin to, ngayon, ka-third year namin last August 20, ito yung importanteng araw na hindi ko kailangan ma-miss. How many of you here, pag na-miss ko to, yari ako. Diba? Because I have a philosophy in life and my philosophy is happy wife, happy life. Kapag masaya ang asawa ko, masaya ang buhay ko, masaya ang pamilya ko. Pag hindi masaya ang asawa ko, kahit masaya ang anak ko, hindi kami masaya pareho. And I don't want to miss that because I know this is important. So, anong ginawa ko? Tinanong ko lang siya, anong gusto mo? Okay. So, gusto niya ganito-ganito. O, sige. O, sige. Medyo mahal, pero okay lang. Sige na. Masaya ka naman eh. Masaya ka, masaya ako. And then on the day of our anniversary, sabi ko, ano ba gusto mo? Ah, gusto ko lang kumain sa ganito. O sige. I believe kasi yung anniversary, sineselebrate lang siya para maging masaya yung asawa. So kung masaya siya, okay na ako. Kung tayo naman mga lalaki, okay lang naman, di ba? Bahay na lang tayo. Di ba? Nood na lang tayo ng TV, bili tayo ng DVD, pirated, nood na lang tayo, okay na yun. Bili tayo ice cream, pero hindi. Because sa mind ng asawa natin, gusto nila mag-build ng memories. Gusto nila na when they look back, meron silang pictures, meron silang memories na makita, oh, itong year na to. Kasi minsan lang naman magiging 3 years tayo, next year, 4 years na, di ba? Tama ba? So, sa ika-third year na ito ginawa natin. So, ganun yung ginawa ko because I dare not miss that. You know why? Because that is important. Have you ever missed a business opportunity or a business sales? Because you didn't know about it? Kasi hindi mo alam narating yung prospect clients, hindi mo alam narating yung meeting na ganitong oras. Have you ever missed that? For those of you business people in the house, na-miss niyo ba yon? How do you feel? Bad trip, di ba? Tagal kong pinaghihintay ito, tagal kong ini-email ito. Bakit ba na-miss ko to? Have you ever missed bonding with your kids because you're so busy? Umuwi ka ng gabi, sabi ng asawa mo, darling, inihintay ka ng mga anak natin eh. They're so excited to share it with you, yung grades nila, yung achievement nila. Eh, umuwi ka na ng gabi. You miss the moment. Anong pakiramdam? Sama, di ba? Have you ever missed building memories with your wives? Because you're so busy. If you're saying your family is important, why are we missing those things? The reason I'm sharing all of this is because one way or another, we miss small things, non-important things, or important things in our life. And as much as we hate the feeling, nandun eh. Ano ba magagawa natin? But what we can do is, next time, if the opportunity presents itself, ano gagawin mo? Hindi mo na siya imi-miss. Because we know that if we will miss this thing, these important things in our life, there will be what? Consequences. There will be consequences. If you miss the business opportunity of your life, dahil nakatutulog ka, na-miss mo yung email mo, hindi ka nagbabasa, you're just being irresponsible, maybe, hindi talaga importante sa'yo. Kasi hindi mo alam eh. So, alam mo isang bagay kapag importante. Pero pag hindi masyadong importante, okay lang, relax ka lang. If you miss that business opportunity, that business sales, ano mangyayari? There will be consequences. Diba? Walang pambayad ng tuition. Walang pagkain sa table. Say goodbye to your vacation na pinaplano nyo. May consequences. Iiyak yung anak mo. If you miss bonding with your kids, there will be consequences. And it's gonna be very painful once they grow up. You see, if you miss that moment with your children, that bonding moments with them, maghahanap niya ng mga kabonding nila. At pag hindi kinala nakita na ikaw yung tao makipag-bonding sa kanila, maghahanap niya ng kaibang kabonding nila. You know why? Because when God created us, we are relational being. Naghahanap tayo ng someone we can relate to. Pag ikaw, tatay, nanay, at hindi kanya nakita na bilang pwedeng mag-provide ng need na yon relationally, maghahanap niya ng iba. And no one will ever blame our daughters or our sons kung ba't sila nakipag-bonding sa kanila is because in the first place, we failed to do our job, our role as parents. If you miss building memories with your wives, that's gonna be a lifetime of consequence. You know why? Because you're gonna be with that person for the rest of your life. You're stuck with him. You're stuck with her. Don't miss that. Because you know why? Because there is consequences. Now, how many of you here convinced kayo na merong importante sa mga buhay natin na hindi natin kailangan i-miss? Taas ang kamay. Families, relationship. We all agree with that. Now, what is true to our physical realm, to our physical life, is also true to our spiritual life. Ibig sabihin, kung yung mga importanteng bagay na nangyayari sa physical realm, we dare not miss that, is also true to spiritual realm. Do you know that God has a great plans for your life? Naniniwala ka ba doon? But the question is, are you living on it? Are you living it? Or you just heard about it? See, most of the time, we know, we heard, we are aware, but the question is, are you living it? God's plan, God's purpose, God's destiny. This is the plans of God over my family. This is the plans of God over my life. We know that. In fact, we know the Bible. We know the Bible. We know all this stuff. Kumbaga, iba sa inyo, baka nga mas marunong pa kayo sa preacher eh. Alam nyo lahat. You can quote scripture after scripture. Ito yung plan. Ito yung... The question is, are you living it? And this is my challenge for all of us. If you think building memories with your wife is important and you don't want to miss it, listen, the plans of God is even more important. Don't you dare miss that. If you think missing a business deal or a business sales is important and you don't want to miss it, don't you dare miss the plans of God in your life. Because that's even more important. In fact, what is true and what is, you know, what is assuring, if you have a grasp, kung na-embrace mo totally yung plans ni God sa buhay mo, automatic yun. Makaka-build ka ng memories mo sa asawa mo, makaka-band ka ng time, makakaroon ka ng bonding time sa anak mo, yung mga business deals mo, hindi mo mamiss. You know why? Because si God yung priority mo. And the Bible says, if you seek God, all these things will be added unto you. Kakaroon ka ng priorities. What is true to the physical realm is also to the spiritual realm. We dare not miss the plans of God in our life. Wait, Pastor Dan. Are you saying, namimiss ko yung plano ni God sa buhay ko? No, I'm not saying that. But didn't you just say that don't miss the plans of God in your life? Yes, I did say that. But I never said that you're missing the plans of God in your life. What I'm just trying to say to all of us here, so maybe you're aware of it, maybe you know about it, maybe you heard about it, but the question, are you living it? You see, most of us, alam naman natin itong mga to, hindi naman to foreign eh, hindi naman to parang some strange information na ngayon mo lang narinig. Alam mo na to. But the problem is, we fail to act on it. We fail to live it. Why? Because minsan, nakakalimutan natin. How many of you here, you will admit, I'm the person who will admit, minsan nakakalimutan natin itong mga to. Diba? We are forgetful people. That's why, nung sinulat tong Bible na to, pansinin mo, paulit-ulit lang naman yan eh. In fact, yung word na remind, do not forget, hindi sa Bible yun. You know why? Because God knew we are forgetful people. That's why over and over again, God will say, remind, do not forget. I want to remind you. And today, I'm not saying you're missing the plans of God over your life. What I'm saying is, I want to remind you. Maybe you have forgotten. Maybe hindi mo na naiisip. Maybe you just get used to your life. Akala mo, ito na yung buhay mo. Listen, today, I want to remind you that God has a great plan for your life. Ano ba itong plano ni God? Well, itong plano ni God, ito yung mystery na i-uncover natin this afternoon. Do you want to know this? Okay, let's read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. And let me explain to you kung ano yung background ng story na to. And after that, we will just proceed. Alright? In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. And let me read this first. For this reason, the writer of this letter is Paul. Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, verse 2. Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. Let's pause for a while. Now, let me give you a background of this story. Paul was writing to the Ephesians. All right? And he was reminding them, basically, in conclusion, he was reminding them of the great plans God has for them, wrapped in a mystery. And later on, we will encounter that word mystery. But Paul is just saying, all right, I received the grace of God. All right? I receive His goodness that was given to me, all right, so that I can share it to you. That was basically Paul is saying to the Ephesians, to his letter. Let's go on to verse 3. That is, now, take note of the word mystery. The mystery made known to me by revelation as I have briefly, as I have already written briefly. Now, Paul is saying, okay, yung revelation na to, itong plan ni God, itong mystery na to, ni-reveal niya sa akin. Now, the reason I'm writing it to you, the reason I'm sharing it to you, because I want you to know about, I want you to be reminded of that. Now, verse 4. Okay, ito yung sinasabi ni Paul. In reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. Now, there's the word mystery. Basically, Paul was saying to the Ephesians, sabi niya, okay, pag nalaman niyo to, pag nabasa niyo to, maiintindihan niyo kung ano yung plano ni God itong mystery na to. And the reason it was mystery, alam niyo kung bakit? Paano nagiging mystery yung isang bagay? Paano nagiging mystery ang isang bagay? If not everyone knows about it. Tama? Kapag alam natin na lahat isang bagay, mystery pa ba yon? Hindi na, di ba? Pero pag konti lang, mystery ba yon? Di ba, mystery? Kunyari, the mystery of egg. Ano yung mystery of egg? Pag may nagkiklaim na alam nila yung mystery of egg, mystery nga yun. Pero pag lahat tayo alam natin kung ano yung egg, hindi na mystery yun. Mystery ba yun? Hindi. Because alam naman natin kung ano yung itlog eh. But my point here is, you know, the reason it's mystery, it's because not everyone knew about it. That's why it's mystery. Only the select few people knew about this mystery. And sinasabi ni Paul, it was revealed to me. That's why I'm sharing it to you. Now, let's go on to verse 5. Alright? And Paul was basically saying this mystery, describing this mystery, which was not made known to men. Okay, ito na yun, di ba? Hindi pala, ano, nire-reveal sa tao or sa tao in the other generations. Ibig sabihin, in the past, itong mystery na to, when Paul is saying in other generation, he was talking about the Old Testament times. Because you have to understand, Paul is the writer of the New Testament right now. So, he was referring to the Old Testament times. Sabi niya dito, okay, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit of God's holy apostles and prophets. Basically, to cut the long story, sinasabi ni Paul, in the past, hindi nire-reveal ni God to. Though merong konti, pero hindi, this is not fully revealed. Pero ngayon, nire-reveal na siya. By the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God's holy apostle and prophets. Now, let's go on to verse 6. Now, ano ba itong mystery na ito? This mystery is that through the gospel, now what is the gospel? The preaching of the good news. The preaching of Jesus Christ coming down from heaven, dying for the sins of the humanity so that we can be redeemed and have eternal life. That is the gospel. Our heirs, now take note of that word, heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and shares together in the promise of Christ. In short, Paul was saying to the Ephesians, sinasabi niya, merong mystery in the past na a lot of people wants to know about that because if they will resolve that, it will make their life, you know, fulfilled. Pero hindi yun ni-reveal. Ngayon, ni-reveal na, basically, itong mystery na to, okay, you are heirs together with Israel, you are members together of one body, and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Later, I will explain kung ano yung ibig sabihin niyan. But the point here, Paul is trying to say is, sinasabi niya sa mga Ephesians, sa mga tao sa church sa Ephesus, sinasabi niya, guys, I want you to be assured. I want you to be confident. I want you to know that this mystery has already been solved. I want you to live on it. I want you to act on it. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, dito niya kinonclude yung letter niya sa mga Ephesians, sa Ephesus. Ephesians 3:20 says here, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us. Sinasabi ni Paul dito sa mga Ephesians, guys, God can do immeasurably whatever you ask or whatever you can imagine according to his power that's at work within us. You can do that. You can have the confidence to ask God. You can have the confidence to come before God. Why? yung mystery, which is the plans of God, is already been revealed. Na-reveal na yan. Hindi mo na kailangan paghirapan. Hindi mo na mami-miss out yung plano ni God sa buhay mo. Bakit? Na-reveal mo na. You know, the reason a lot of people miss the plans of God in their life, you know why? It's not because of lack of information. Hindi na sa Bible yun eh. But because of unbelief. The reason you are not experiencing the plans of God in your life is not because of lack of information. Because you already have all the information that you need. It's already in the Bible. It's already been revealed. The reason we are missing is because of unbelief in our hearts. We take the word of God lightly. We don't take Him seriously. Pastor Dan, okay, intindihan ko. Yung mystery na yun, yun yung plano ni God. Eh pero, di ba yung letter ni Paul para sa mga Ephesians? Hindi naman para sa atin yun, di ba? New Testament nga yan eh. You know what? When Paul was writing this letter, he was talking not just to the Ephesian people. He was talking to Gentiles. People who doesn't have Jewish lineage. People that is not Israelite by birth. He's talking basically to all of us. And the same mystery that was revealed for the Ephesians so that they can have the plans of God working in their lives, the same mystery that was revealed for all of us so that we don't have to struggle in this life. Ni-reveal na ni God to. Just live in the promise of God. Just live on the plans of God in your life. Don't just be aware of that. Don't just know about that. Live on it. Act on it. Now, how can we act on the plans of God in our life? Well, you have to know who you are first. You have to know who you are first. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6, ni-reveal ni Paul kung ano yung mystery na to. Una-una, sabi rito, through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel. This mystery reveals that we are heirs. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you are an heir. Ibig sabihin, ano ba yung heir sa Tagalog? Tagapagmana. It speaks of possession. It speaks of your position before God. Ibig sabihin, kung tagapagmana ka and God owns everything and He owns everything in this world, ano ka? Tagapagmana ka. Hindi ka alipin, hindi ka slave, you're not a beggar, you are an heir. And lot of us, we think we have to beg, we have, Lord, bigyan mo naman ako. No, you are an heir. Do you know that the Bible says you should be the lender and not the borrower? You should be always on top, never at the bottom. You should be a blessing and not a curse. That is a promise of God. But you have to know first that you are an heir. Pag pumasok si John Gokong Wei dito, which is the owner, the son of the owner. Okay, no, not that John. John is the owner of Robinson, Lance Gokong Wei. If Lance Gokong Wei enter in this mall, he has the confidence. Hindi siya manghihingi because alam niyo, hindi siya manghihingi or hindi siya magbe-beg. You know why? Tagapagmana siya eh. Tatay niya si John Gokong Wei the same way. Some of us, we think we're just slave. No, you're not a slave. You are an heir. If you don't beg for God's blessing, you are already blessed in Christ Jesus. You are an heir. Tagapagmana ka. At pag naisip mo na tagapagmana ka, magbabago yung perspective mo sa buhay. Hindi, okay lang. Ganito na lang ako. Okay lang naman ako eh. Hindi. Don't live. Don't settle for, you know, below on what God wants you to have. Don't live on that. Alam niyo, utak, slave, ganito. Ito yung gusto ni God makuha mo, ito lang gusto mong makuha. And since ito lang gusto mong makuha, alam mo makukuha mo? Ito. You know, utak air, ganito. Ito yung gusto ni God makuha mo, pero ito yung gusto mo, pero ano makukuha mo? Ito. You still get the plans of God in your life. See? It will all start if we will think as an heir. You know, John Gokongwei, Lance Gokongwei can dream big. You know why? You know why? Because he knew himself, he is an heir. Tinan mo yung isang tambay dyan sa may Marcos Highway, tanong mo kung kaya niya mag-dream big katulad ni John Gokongwei. Ni Lance Gokongwei. Hindi niya kaya, bakit? Eh, alam niya, hindi naman siya heir eh. That's the picture. The reason we don't have the ability to dream big is because we think we are slave. We are not a slave. We are an heir. Second, let's go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6 again. We are not just an heir, together with Israel, members together of one body. You know what members means? This speaks of family. This speaks of family. God already revealed to us the mystery. Nakapamilya ka. Na you're part of a family. You are sons. The reason you are an heir is because you are also a son and a daughter. You are part of this family. You are part of this body. You are members of this body. You are members of God's family. You know, sa pamilya namin, okay, yung anak ko, ngayon, nagbubukas siya ng ref eh, o may gusto na siyang kainin, hindi yung pupunta sa akin, sasabihin niya, Father Dan, can I ask for a milk? Hindi gano'n. Alam niyo kung bakit? Pupunta na lang yun sa ref, kukunin niya yung milk niya. Bakit? Anak ko yun eh. May privilege siya. That's her privilege. Pag may problema sa pamilya namin, hindi pupunta yung asawa ko sa akin, Pastor Dan, can you help and pray for me? Hindi magbibig yun. Alam niyo kung bakit? Iasawa ko yun eh. Member ng pamilya ko yun. Yung asawa ko, may confidence yan, dumapit sa akin because asawa niya ako. Do you think that way? Lord, iya naman ako eh. Lord, gusto ko siya. Lord, lapit ka kay God. Tatay mo si God eh. Do you see God as your father? You see, we think we are slaves. We think hindi tayo anak ng Diyos. And now, tinitingnan mo yung buhay mo. Bakit pa ganito yung buhay ko? Because of your perspective in life. Guys, God is revealing to all of us this afternoon who you are. You are an heir. You are a member of God's family. You are part of this body. You can experience the fullness of God's blessing and plan over your life. Last, you're not just an heir. You're not just a member of God's family. You're also shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Ano ba yung promise ni Jesus Christ nung pumunta siya dito? When He died on that cross, ultimately, ano ba yung na-accomplish nun? Salvation. You know what's exciting about this life? Because this life will end. If there's one appointment you will never miss, that is your appointment with death. But you know why it's exciting? Because in this life, this is not yet life. We have something to look forward. A way better life for all of us. If you're saying, ang hirap naman dito, ang dami namang ginagawa, grabe dami kong problema, listen, as long as you have faith in Jesus Christ, you have something to look forward. And let me remind you this afternoon, you are not yet home. You are not yet home. You have something to look forward as long as you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Dati kasi, in the past, naniniwala sila, yung mga Jews lang yung may mga special privilege kay God. Well, hindi ko alam bakit pinili ni God yun, but hindi yung mga Pilipino. But I don't have to question God. God siya. Ikaw na God. Gusto mo? Siya yung God eh. So wag mo na siyang questionin. But after Jesus Christ went down here on earth, died on that cross, hindi na Jews ang may special privilege. Lahat ng tao na maniniwala kay Jesus Cristo. That's why you have already had access to all the promises God made to the Israelites, to the Jews, the same way you can have all those access. Question is, do you believe this? Are you just aware of this? Or you just heard about this? Listen, you have to live and act on it. You have to live and act on it. This mystery is already revealed to us. The reason it is mystery, because no one knew about it. Few people knew about it. But now God is revealing it to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. What do you do about it? You hold on to it. You act on to it. You embrace it. That's what we need to do. You know, my timer says I have 5 minutes more. Tama ba? I want to close with this story. In fact, just one story, and then I'm going to close with one verse. No, many verse pala. Isang thought lang ng verse, and then we're going to pray. I want to read this story to all, and while I'm preparing this message, I think this is a cool illustration for us to realize that God has a great plan for all of us, but sometimes we missed it because of this mentality. Let me read it to you, okay? There was an old man, okay, got arrested and sentenced for 6 months imprisonment for burglary. Okay, meron daw isang, tinatagalog, inuhult ko lang, no? Sige nga, tagalogin ko na lang. Right, meron daw isang matandang lalaki, nahuli siya, nagnanakaw. So, nung nahuli siya, okay, dinala siya sa korte, nasentensyahan siya for 6 months. Now, yung arresting officer, okay, in the course of investigation, inaaral nila, kasi matandaan na yung lalaki, inaaral nila, okay, nung inaresta nila tong mama na to, okay, hindi malayo dun sa crime scene. In fact, siguro mga 2 houses away lang from the crime scene na nilooban niya. And when they apprehended this guy, this old man, nakangiti pa. In fact, nung sinabi, tinanong ng mga apprehending officer, ginawa mo ba to? Sabi ng old man, yes, I did it. Ito pa nga yung mga ninakaw ko. Tinan nyo. And the officer who arrested this old man was puzzled. Bakit ganito to? So they made a research about this man. Na-realize nila na found out nila doon sa system nila that this one was an ex-convict. Nakulong na pala to. And in fact, okay, kakalaya niya lang last week, the same day na nagnakaw siya. Isipin niyo yung kakalaya mo lang, nagnakaw ka. Alright? And this man was in prison for 50 years. Basically, most of his life, nasa kulungan siya. So, tataka tong mga to. All his life, nakakulong na tong mama na to. Tapos, pinalaya na nga siya. Magnanakaw pa the day na nahuli siya, na pinalaya siya. So, the arresting officer was intrigued about this man's action. So, pinunta niya sa kulungan. Tinanong niya, yung mama. Sabi niya, based on our records, you've been in prison for 50 years. And we couldn't understand, why would you commit a crime if you already spend most of your life in prison? Alam niyo kung ano sagot ng old man na nagnakaw? I like my life here because everything is free. I like my life here because in here, everything is free. Totoo nga naman. Libre pakain, libre tulugan, libre yung medicine, libre lahat. Ba't ka naman lalabas? But you know what? Natawa tayo, na-amaze tayo sa philosophy ng itong tao na to. Uy, why siya? Oo nga naman. Magpapakulong na lang ako. Sino ito gusto magpakulong? Kasi libre lahat. No one will do that. Right? Nakakatawa siya, pero sometimes, ganun tayo eh. Na-enjoy natin yung buhay natin. We already live to a certain level. Okay naman ako, hindi man ako kasi sama na ibang tao. Masaya naman yung buhay ko. Okay naman yung mga anak ko, hindi masyadong rebelde, pero minsan lang. Okay naman yung finances ko, konti lang na may utang ko, tulad na iba, maraming utang. We compare ourselves to people, we compare ourselves to different situations, and sinabi mo, okay na ako. Hindi ko na kailangan yung Diyos mo. Hindi ko na kailangan yung freedom, yung blessings na sinasabi mo. Parang yung prisoner, okay na ako sa buhay ko na to, hindi ko na kailangan yung freedom na ino-offer ng gobyerno. Listen, the question for all of us, wala ka naman sa prison eh. You are in the reality. And sometimes we get so comfortable with our life today, and iniisip natin, ito na yung buhay natin. This is not your life. God has something greater for you. Will you live and act on it? Get out of that prison. Live the life God has for you. Act on it. Live on it. And as I close, I want to read Luke chapter 10, verse 21 to 23. And Jesus Christ is having a conversation with his disciple. And basically, the disciple had a revelation of Jesus, who Jesus Christ is. Na siya yung Messiah, siya yung magliligtas sa sanlibutan. And this was Jesus' response. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned." You see, this mystery was hidden from the wise and learned. Are you wise? Are you learned? The reason your life is like that is because you think you're wise. The reason you're going through some tough times right now because you think you're wise. You think you're learned. That's why the mystery is not revealed to you, because you think you're wise, because you think you're learned. That's why it's hidden from you. Because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and you have revealed them to little children. You know, it's funny. Ginamit ni Jesus Christ yung word na little children. You know yung little children, ano big sabihin nun? Dependent. Yung anak ko, sobrang dependent sa akin. And I like it. I love it. That's what God wants us to Him. He wants us to be dependent on Him. Naiinis ako pag yung anak ko, akala niya, alam niya nang kumain. Akala niya, alam niya nang magpalit ng diaper. Yan, naiinis ako. Minsan kasi, yung anak ko, nagagayang diaper, nagkumakain. Gulo eh. Naiinis ako, alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi akala niya, ang galing niya na eh. Eh, hindi naman eh. She needs to be dependent on me. The same way, akala natin, ang galing natin. Pero si God, siya naiinis. Inisip niya lang, sige, tingnan natin kung ganyan. Magaling ka, sige. Na-figure out mo na yung buhay, sige. Marami kang pera, sige. But there's still a mystery that you don't know. And until you don't know and realize this, life will just be a series of brokenness and problems. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. You know, it was pleasure for God to reveal this plan for all of us. Verse 22. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. You know, the mystery of God, the plans of God, are being revealed through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is revealing it to all of us. And this is the verse that I want to show, verse 23. Then He turned to His disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. Blessed are you, because you have seen and witnessed the mystery that is only revealed to a chosen people." Many are people, if you will continue that verse, many are people, wise and kings, want to see this and know this. Pero hindi nila nakunindihan to. But you are blessed because Jesus Christ chooses to reveal it to you. This afternoon, I just have one message for all of us. God revealed His great plan for us through Christ. We need to act on it through Jesus Christ. Amen.